Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. When Jesus had risen early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, over whom he had driven 7 demons. She went and told his companions, who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After this, he appeared in another form to 2 of them, walking along the way, on their way to the country. They returned and told the others, but they did not believe them either. But later, as the 11 were at table, he appeared to them and rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had been raised. He said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Jesus understands the deep beliefs of the disciples. They never experienced the resurrection of a person. So he understand. Jesus understands that they are weak. Anyway, at the end, Jesus still sent them to the world. Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. So Jesus knows that we are weak, but still he commissioned us to follow him, to spread the gospel. That means our mission is together with Jesus, not by ourselves alone. We are weak, but together with him, we are strong. It's what we are told by St. Paul. When we are baptized, we trust in him, with Jesus. No matter where we go, Jesus is with us. Thank you, Jesus. You still choose us, even though we are weak. But thanks and peace accompanying us in our daily life to witness the gospel on your behalf. Thank you, Jesus.